Okay, I think we're moving to you, Richard, please.
Okay, I can be very brief. You have in front of you a first proposal for review of the due process handbook. It is now about 6 years since the last review, and I've set out in paragraph three the drivers for the review, notably the reputation survey, which you'll be discussing tomorrow, where stakeholders noted that there can be delays or apparent delays, but also emphasised the importance of following due process, and we can look usefully at that. The general value in having a refresh of the handbook, it's not always easy to work your way through. It does involve starting at the beginning and working to the end sometimes. Anomalies and overlaps, job titles we no longer use, duplication process, and just a general look at how the increased use of technology and electronic communication should affect the way that we apply our due process. Our proposal is to come back to you in the January meeting with a more detailed scope and timetable for this. Realistically, given that we have to consult and given that we don't want to do this again in a hurry, I think it will take about 18 months.
Comments? The only thing I would encourage is in your bullets of why we should do this. I think to the extent that there's some questions that can be clarified, if the interpretations committee sees the world differently than the board and there's some back and forth clarifying the role of this committee in that regard, I think would be healthy to include that. And then the point earlier raised with respect to anonymous complaints, whether they all should be treated equally, because maybe there's a different way of dealing with anonymous complaints without consuming as much staff energy as is required to deal with a complaint. Richard, we're to you. What comments on the handbook review, any guidance that we want to provide further? We'll get a chance to look at that and have a meaningful conversation about that in January with a more clear project plan and timetable. Richard, you're just giving us a heads up. Else, please.
Just out of curiosity, is there a sort of a list of lessons learned or events in the past where we've seen that the handbook caused any issues or stuff that we can use as a?
I have a sort of mental list of things I'd like to pick up, and we started to discuss that at staff level. I can't say that there, in my time, it's just over a year, but I can't say that there are issues that problems, but I can see there are issues where another look, clarifying the language, making tables in the handbook and so on, make our lives easier. And incidentally, if there are any quick wins, if there are issues that we can and should resolve more quickly than 18 months, I would suggest that we pursue those more quickly.